This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Farai Chidea. What happened in New Jersey yesterday sounds like the plot of a summer blockbuster or an episode of The Sopranos. A 10-year federal probe uncovered an international conspiracy involving money laundering, corruption of local and state governments, and synagogues. Three mayors ended the day in handcuffs. Five rabbis are accused of funneling $3 million through religious nonprofits, and 44 people in total are headed to court. But my next guest says that's just business as usual in the Garden State of New Jersey. Joining us now, we have Bob Engel. He is the Trenton Bureau Chief for Gannett News Service and co-author of the book, The Soprano State, New Jersey's Culture of Corruption. So, Bob, you know, give us the framework of what is actually going on here.
Well, we call the book The Soprano State because we maintain that the government treats people like the mob. Treats people, and the culture of corruption part of it is trying to explain that situation that we get from California and all the other states when they read the book.
What about this case with the, you know, how do rabbis get involved in this case?
Well, this particular one goes back to one particular fellow who was caught for bank fraud. And apparently he's the one who spilled the beans on everybody else. I don't know why this particular group decided to do something that's allegedly did something that's illegal. I don't know how that came into it. But the person who turned on everybody else is pretty much thought to be a fellow who was trying to pass big checks that were not backed by money.
Okay, kidneys. What's the deal with the kidneys in this case?
That's weird, even for New Jersey, and I think that the main person behind that is actually a New Yorker. I think he's from Brooklyn or somewhere. That was the only thing
trafficking
in
kidneys.
That surprised me.
I think $160,000 was the price put on one of them. So, you know, is it accurate to say that New Jersey is a place where corruption runs rampant? Because, you know, for example, even some of the state officials say that, you know, that the state is, you know, acting U.S. attorney said pervasive nature of public corruption in the state is responsible.
I think it is the most corrupt state in the nation, and I think we prove that in the Soprano State, the book. There is something in this state that allows it to happen, whereas in other states, people wouldn't put up with it.
Well, you know, it's kind of it's got to feel good in a weird way to get all this attention. You know, I mean, is that an upside? Like, ooh, our state, the most corrupt state. Is that exciting?
Well, I really don't think there's a lot of pride in that. I think there is a lot of pride in having the TV show based here.
And Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Or having any show based here. I think people have a certain pride in that. But I don't think having your public officials arrested again and again, because in a way that does reflect on the public and the voters.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Bob Engel. He's the Trenton Bureau Chief for Gannett News Service, co-author of the book, The Soprano State, New Jersey's Culture of Corruption.
Oh, come on, Fry. There have got to be other contenders for most corrupt state in the country.
Oh, yeah. Tell us. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.